Boogie check, ooh ah.
And on a fine tune it is to my... This is my life. Oh, good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life.
Good evening, John.
Well, good evening to you too, kid. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, if so, stop what you're doing and call 312-981-7200. That's right, 312-981-7200 to be on the Boogie Check of Life. The Boogie Check of what? The Boogie Check of Life, which means this. Anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check, but that's not my job. That's up to you. 312-981-7200. To get on the Boogie Check on 720 WGN. Now, you know, Bob Surratt starts his morning program at 5 a.m. And between 5 and 5:30, he takes the first call and gives them a prize. I said, hey, that's a great idea. Let's steal it. Okay, we will. So, first call at 312-981-7200 wins a prize. That is correct. A prize. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. As we wait for those phone calls to come pouring in, we're going to talk to Jim Bohannon later this hour. We're going to talk to the business reporter from the Chicago Tribune, the people mover out at the O'Hare, after been sitting idle for, I don't know, 150 years. Getting ready to move, I hope. We'll find out about that. And, you know, there's a lot of talk these days about jobs, people not wanting jobs, people not showing up for jobs, jobs being offered. And let's not forget, any time that you get into that kind of area, you got to look out for scam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. That's why Herb Weisbaum, the consumer man, is going to be with us after 9 o'clock, and he will fill us in on scams to be on the lookout for. Also, Top 10 Tuesday at 9:35, Top 10 Daylight Savings Time Facts. My only question is, do I count them forward or backward? You see, because that would match the... Never mind. 312-981-7200. Johnny's waiting. Time's a-wasting. Prizes are getting hot. 312-981-7200. That would be the telephone number to get on the Boogie Check of Life and win something. Because everybody likes to win something. Don't they? Have you ever been first in anything? Well, now is the time for you to claim that brass ring. Now is the time for you to grab that ring and pull on it with all your might. Yes. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number. To get on the Boogie Check of Life, I believe there is some action occurring. Small, yet undetermined, I will definitely say hello to Petra.
Hello, John Landecker.
Hello, Petra. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Oh, my God. Flashback to the 70s.
Except it's not. Petra, that's a great name. What is the origin of that name, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, with my parents, it came from my mom, who liked an actress back in World War II. She was born in 32, so it was an actress named Petra, German Petra. And most Americans and maybe Mexicans will and Greeks will say Petra.
Uh-huh.
But Germans say it Petra.
Okay.
Petra.
That's you. And you are...
Me.
Yes, and thank you for calling. You are the first caller, and therefore, you win a prize. How about that?
Yay.
Yay.
I love it.
Good. A desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. You know, they're the 60-minute men. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Stay on the line there so we can get the information from you that is needed to get you the prize. Here at 720 WGN, continuing on the Boogie Check of Life at 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Just loving life.
Good. What'd you call for?
I just want to win something. I've never been finished first.
Petra got in before you did, but we'll do it again. the next time this program is on the air, good luck finding out when that is. Let's go talk to Uncle Kaz. Hey, Uncle Kaz.
Hey there, Johnny. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. You have a good weekend?
Oh, well, it was all right, kind of, except for, you know, the Bears. I'm not real happy about that. But I did have a question for you there.
Well, I'll try to...
I don't know if you was watching... was you watching the game?
Which one?
The Bears game.
Yeah, I did.
Did you see those two girls there that look like Ditka?
You mean for Halloween?
I don't know. They look like Ditka there. They had the mustache and the sweater like he had there in the Super Bowl years.
Well, that must...
I was just saying,
go on.
I'm just wondering, how do you find a girl like that? You know, like my wife Soapy, you know, Sophie, she's got a little mustache there, but not like the Ditka there. You know, and if you was a young guy dating, those would be the perfect girls to go to the game with, and you know, they probably know all about the best betting app or the best warranty for your car too, you know.
And maybe maybe they might give you a recommendation on a fine cigar. You know?
Yeah. No, they was good there. And, you know, other than that, that was the only bright part of the game. But, you know, they was just all ready to go there, dressed up, looking all Ditka-ish.
All right there. Thanks for calling, Uncle Kaz. You know, I don't remember seeing these young ladies in the stands. Of course, I wasn't. I was focused on the field. And I guess I turned my head away when someone with a camera zoomed in. I'm assuming these two individuals were dressed like Mike Ditka for Halloween because, you know, it was Sunday. That would make perfect sense. That's right. All right. Speaking of the schedule, I have it's too early for a New Year's Eve resolution or a New Year's resolution, but I am making a November resolution. I am going to keep track of whatever my friggin' schedule is. I'm going to carry it with me because it's that confusing. I even took a picture of it to put it on my phone. Because it drives me crazy. I mean, I like it, but it's a lot for an old guy to remember. Okay, so tomorrow we're off. Hopefully, Blackhawks have another victory. Yes? Then Thursday we're on from 7 to 10, and then that's it. And I'll see you next year. No, that's not true. That's just for this week. Well, next week. Well, Thursday, and then I'll tell you what next week is. But that's my new November resolution, is to know what the hell my schedule is.
Yeah, you said drives you crazy.
You know, it's got to drive the station crazy, too, come to think of it. I mean, people have to put it together. They're like juggling me, the Blackhawks, Northwestern basketball, Blackhawks Talk, you know, what are the exact title for that show?
Blackhawks Live.
Live. Thank you. Oop. What happens when you say something at the same time?
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. By the way, Tom's birthday's coming up for all of you out there in Radioville, because you're giving me one of... He's giving me a dirty look. What?
I don't celebrate my birthday.
Oh,
well, I have a theory.
You who don't have a birthday, you have a theory?
Well, I have a theory about birthdays.
Can't wait to hear it.
So, basically, you get to celebrate your birthday all the time that you're a kid. You know, when you're a little kid, of course you get to celebrate your birthday.
You're only going to be 28.
I know. I'll get there. So, when you're really young, when you're in elementary school and such, You get to celebrate your birthday every year.
Yeah.
Then, the minute you hit 16, you have a birthday because you're getting to drive and all that kind of stuff. Then you get another birthday party when you're 18.
What happens when you're 17?
You don't have a birthday party.
Oh,
so
God.
You don't celebrate your birthday.
Are you and your betrothed planning on having children?
Yes.
Well, you talk to me first, young man.
Okay.
Because nobody's missing... Going, yeah, here's your birthday when you're 16, but you get no 17th birthday, and then you come back on your 18th.
Well, let me get
that. Tom, no.
Okay, fine.
No. Right. Well, I mean, certainly there's a point in life, and believe me, I know what I'm talking about, when it gets to be your birthday and it really doesn't mean as much as it did earlier because, you know, you've gotten most of the things you want and it has a different kind of take on it. And but by, you know, under the, come on. Up until you're like at least, I don't know, 60.
Well, for me now,
maybe
I'm just,
even more.
I'm just going to, I'm not going to celebrate a birthday. I'll celebrate a birthday every 10 years. So when I turn 30, I'll celebrate
my
birthday.
Bad. We're going to still have a birthday when, because you had the, you told me when it was.
Yeah. Let it be known that I do not consent to this. It is
good.
Being
good. I like
upon
it even
me.
More. Oh, I like okay. it even better than that. That's good. Did I write it down here? I told somebody. Please don't announce it over the air. Of course I'm going to announce it over the air. Not tonight, but the day it happens, I'm going to. Yes. You got to take one for the show.
That's duly noted.
That's what it's all about. What? Do we have the count? Hello, count.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello,
how
count.
Are you?
I'm you doing well. How are you doing? Ooh.
You yes. sound very scary, like you are in the Batcave with me.
I am in my coffin.
Oh, boy, I hope they don't throw it in the box with the squids. Oh, that would be bad.
That's a good game you got going there, eh?
I just wanted to know if you and your listeners would like to thank me for the curse I put on the Blackhawks.
No. You'd, what?
You know, you cut me off the last week before Halloween, but I did get the curse in to actually help the Blackhawks.
Oh, I see.
Which was, Drisso, Drasso, Drasso, Drone, please let the Blackhawks at least win at home.
Ah, very so good count.
They did, and so they're going good, so at least they'll sell lots of hot dogs and beer.
All right.
There.
You know, thank you for calling, count. Keep that curse, spell, whatever it is you want to call it. As long as it has the Blackhawks winning, that would be great. And I think, you know, we're due. I mean, no one foresaw the beginning of the Blackhawks season the way it went for a while there. But they turned the corner. That's right. Because they found out Tom Hush's birthday's coming soon, so they're going to have an extra skate around. What is this? Let's see, when is it? Oh, you know, I'm not the kind of person who likes to take a bat and pin it down by the wings and watch it struggle, but, you know.
But you could be.
Well, when it comes to Tom's birthday, that's a whole different kettle of candles, if you ask me. Yeah. That's right. So I won't say it tonight, but let's just say it's coming up. Oh, and speaking of Thursday, though, this for sure. Roger Badish, who's been in our news department and who I've known for decades, if you're not aware, he's retiring. He's been on everybody else's show and posted 9 million things on Facebook about he's retiring. And he's going to come in on Thursday night and spend the first hour with us, 7 to 8, Thursday night. Is this going to be his final appearance, finally?
His last news shift was last Sunday.
You know, I still don't have his book, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, go buy it.
Excuse me? Go buy it?
I said, go buy it.
We have the same publisher. Why should I buy it?
Oh, never mind.
Indeed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, buy it. I mean, I tried to. I mean, I did. I was gonna. But, I mean, do you, when you have a Kindle, do you have to have a special Kindle thing, or can you read Kindle on any, can you read a Kindle on a laptop?
Yeah, if you have the Kindle app.
Yeah, if you got
app,
the
yeah,
app.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to have the Kindle app.
Yeah, but it's okay. Free.
Well, okay, just checking. Just checking.
The app is free. The literature, well, that's another subject.
Would you like a Kindle app for your birthday, John?
Oh, yeah, a free. Yeah, he can give it to you free.
Yeah, yeah. I know a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff Bezos go way back.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Okay, make sure you got enough candles.